What about gay marriage? Because this was really interesting within your speech. You've been voting against gay marriage at the Assembly, and you say you're on the wrong side of history.
Yeah. Because I believe that gay marriage will come, or it's a redefinition of marriage, actually. But it's going to come through the courts. As I understand it, there are two cases pending in the local courts that are coming forward as early as next month. So I was just warning our conference that I think that the argument will be lost for those who cannot bring themselves to support same-sex marriage. I think we are on the wrong side of history, and I'm just laying it down as a warning. Prepare yourselves.
Here's a reminder of what you said.
Some of us support same-sex marriage, some of us don't. And I think it's part of the beauty of the Ulster Unionist Party that we respect each other's positions. I'm not going to labour the point today, but to those of us who cannot bring ourselves to support a change in the law, I say this: be aware, we are on the wrong side of history. There is a new generation, and they simply do not understand why there is a problem.
So there's nothing about courts in what you said there. You're talking about voters there, and you're talking about the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
So would a future-proof Ulster Unionist Party vote for gay marriage? Is that the logic of what you've said, the next generation?
No, what I'm saying is the next generation, like my own children, don't understand why their father has an issue with same-sex marriage. And I think if you look at any survey, the majority of all people in Northern Ireland are now in favour of changing the law, but particularly younger people, not all of them, but a lot of younger people, don't see why people like me have an issue. So I'm just putting down the warning. And I didn't mention the courts, but I'm mentioning them now, and that's part of the reason that it informed me. The other issue that's given me great pause, Stephen, I have to say, is over the last couple of years, when the issue has really gathered momentum in society and in the media, is I campaign, as you know, on mental health. And, you know, the Rainbow Project have done some really good research. And when I say really good, it's robust, it's detailed, it's reliable. They're saying in the LGBT community, 47% have considered suicide. 25, 1 in 4 have actually attempted suicide. 35% have self-harmed. 71% suffered depression. And the attitude of people like me to them with regard to opposing same-sex marriage is a factor. And I have to think very hard about that. And actually, the National Health Service, if you don't want to accept the Rainbow Project's research, the NHS confirm that the LGBT community have higher levels of anxiety and depression and suicidal feelings than the heterosexual community. And that gives me pause.
So, when you say gives you pause,
yes,
does that mean that you are personally reviewing your position on this?
I am against same-sex marriage, but I am challenging myself always on these issues. And you asked that actually earlier. Just to be clear, because you mentioned, is the Ulster Unionist Party now moving? No, the Ulster Unionist Party allows individuals to vote on conscience, and that will not change on my watch. Yeah. Absolutely not.
Yeah. But are you, you know, let's not have some kind of politician, we are a politician, but some kind of broad brush statement. You know, you've just said something actually quite powerful there. You've given the statistics for suicide, 47% of people within that survey, within the LGBT community, according to that survey, have contemplated suicide. And you then said, that's because of attitudes of people like me, which is a very, very stark thing. Many people would argue a very brave thing for a politician to say. How can you say in the one sentence that it's attitudes of people like you that are leading to people contemplating suicide and not say that you're prepared to review your position on it?
Because it's not that easy, Stephen. Because in politics, you come to issues where you have to say, I'm going this way or I am going that way. And inevitably, when you make a choice, there will be a downside for sections of community. And in this case, I have told you what the downside of my stance is. And that gives me sleepless nights. Of course that gets to me. Of course I wish it could be other. But it is the nature of the human condition, and it is the nature of politics, that you get issues which are pretty much black and white. Are you voting in the I lobby Well, then don't
I'm not asking you where you stand on it. I'm asking you, are you at least prepared to contemplate Mike Nesbitt being a leader who changes his mind on that?
I cannot imagine me voting in the I lobby next time it is debated. But it is a difficult issue. A very, very difficult issue, as many other issues are. I'm also conscious, by the way, that there are members of the LGBT community who are not in favour of redefining marriage.
So, in your own words, you're going to remain on the wrong side of history?
Yep.
Why?
Because it's a matter of conscience, and you make a stand as you see things.
What are you standing against? What harm does it do to this society? Two gay people getting married, as they can elsewhere in the United Kingdom that you so respect?
Because for many people, it undermines a basic tenet in life that marriage, the word and the concept, is between a man and a woman.
Do you think it's made much difference to England?
Don't know that much about it in terms of its social impact.
Well, come on, you observe the world as much as anyone else does. Do you think the fact that gay marriage is available in England has really made that much difference?
I think the impact is more felt by individuals to whom it is very, very important.
You see, a cynic would say that what you're trying to do here is that you're trying to reach out to gay people to say, I understand, and yet on the other hand, you're keeping the hardliners within your party happy.
Oh, I doubt it. I doubt if the hardliners would be happy.
Well, you're not changing your position. So the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party is anti-gay marriage. The leader of the Ulster Unionist Party says to gay people in this country, by the way, you might be a man and you might really love that other man and you might want to have a life with that man. You can't get married. You know, you're different. Mm-hmm. That's what you're saying.
Your language is very interesting here, Stephen, because you're saying I am anti-gay marriage, whereas what I really am is believing that marriage as a concept is between a man and a woman.
Well, you're voting against gay marriage. That allows me to say you're anti-gay marriage.
I'm not saying you're inaccurate. I just think it's interesting that you choose to go for that negative one rather than the more positive definition of it, that marriage is between a man and a woman.
Not for a gay man, it's not. Not for a gay woman, it's not.
But that is
not for someone that wants to feel equal.
But for the law, it is. That's the legal definition in Northern Ireland.
And you want to be a lawmaker and you want to influence law in this country.
Yes, but you're pushing me to say, I'm going to change the law. And I'm saying to you, at the moment, I'm supporting the law.
You see,
but I understand the downside of it.
I just wonder, you see, what I guess it's not for me to expect anything, but it might be surprising to people that you're saying this gives you sleepless nights. You're talking about the suicide rates, mm-hmm. and yet you're absolutely sure you won't ever change your position.
I'm saying next time I vote, I cannot see myself going into the I lobby. And the stats I gave you, and I was careful to say that those are overall stats, and that a factor within those high rates would be the attitude of people like me on this issue. A factor. I'm not saying that 25% of people have attempted suicide because of the issue of redefining marriage.
So what do you say to a gay person in Northern Ireland that wants to vote for the Ulster Unionist Party but believes that their love is just the same as yours with your wife and they don't want another label on their love?
That there are many people in the Ulster Unionist Party who would support their right to be married.
But you won't.
And that everybody in the party and the party policy is to support them against discrimination because of their sexual orientation.
Okay. Mike Nesbitt, thank you very much for coming in this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Good morning to you. 27 minutes past 9, 0330 80 55 55. We'll get your reaction to that this morning. Interesting words there from Mike Nesbitt, the leader of the Ulster Unionist Party this morning. So we now know that he has been having bilateral face-to-face meetings with Sinn Féin. He reckons over the last 10 days is the most recent meeting that he's had with them. And those comments on gay marriage, very interesting indeed. The attitude of people like me, he said, when he was referring to what has led to a factor in people who are gay contemplating suicide. When he votes the next time, he can't see himself voting for gay marriage.